This is Bird Note. Driving down a country road in eastern Ontario, there's a surprising sight by the roadside. Dozens of vibrantly colored, eclectic birdhouses sitting atop 12-foot poles. Alan Hurst lives nearby and is one of 9 core volunteers maintaining these birdhouses.
They're historical, they're whimsical, and they're functional.
It's called Birdhouse City, and it's in a conservation area boasting close to 100 birdhouses with 30 under renovation.
It started in 1980 with one birdhouse, and the goal was to attract purple martins to the area.
The initial birdhouse designs were based on nearby historical buildings, from the general store to the courthouse. It now features a helicopter and a caboose birdhouse, and many more. About a third of them are occupied, with several species reliably taking up residence.
Purple martins, wrens, bluebirds, chickadees, and tree swallows are the most common.
The operations team brought together 20 to 30 additional volunteers for hands-on tasks.
These volunteers are really the heart and soul because they're actually doing the work. And these birdhouses, once you take them down, some may need a coat of paint and some varnish. Others needed to be completely rebuilt.
And Alan says community support has kept growing.
There is always somebody now walking around. There are multiple groups on weekends, which is great. And that wasn't happening before.
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.